my father's business. Number two, my father's business. Number two. Bless his holy name. My father occupation. My father job. My father concern. I didn't come here to play around. That's what he was saying. Come here to be no star. I got a job to do. That's all Jesus was telling his mother and his father. I got a job. If you would, open your Bibles again to Luke 2. I'm going to read it again, and I got another scripture I'm going on. Bless his holy name. Beginning at the 45th verse. And when they found him not, when they found him not, everybody said not. When they found him not. See, evidently, if they had to find him, evidently he was lost. He was lost. When they had found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they was amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father, and I have sought thee, sorrowing, worrying about the son. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Will ye not that I must be about my father's business? I must be about my father's business. I come here for business. Jesus, when Mary said, your father, and I. He knew that Joseph didn't have nothing to do with me. It's another father she didn't know too much about. My father, business. Now turn to St. John, if you will, 14th chapter. We may be dealing with that a little while. We get to it. 14. 5 and 6. 14, John 14, 5 and 6. Jesus talking to his disciples, but Thomas says unto him in that fifth verse, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. Everybody said no man.
No man.
Say it again.
No man.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Nobody can get there but by me. Bless his holy name. Let me say this before I go on. And when God put man on this earth, he gave him the knowledge to develop the earth. He gave him the knowledge. See, man didn't come up with his own knowledge. He put it here to develop this earth that we're living on right now. It started back, way back there. It started from the Stone Age up to now. And I believe, I ain't said this in the Bible. I know folks, they say, well, we won't know. I said, I believe that man have reached his knowledge peak. P-E-A-K. I believe he had reached it. I believe he had reached his knowledge climax. I really do from the depth of my heart. I believe that. His electronic brains don't carry him further than he can go. I believe that now. It's up to you. I'm just telling you what I believe. It is two things that he liked to do before time come to a close. Man will want to do two things before time come to a close. Number one, if his computer can come up with some way to stop us from dying, he'll be all right. If he can come up with a way to stop death, he'll be all right. That's number one. Number two, if he can get to heaven without going through Jesus, he'll be all right. But I believe from the depth of my heart that his knowledge has reached his peak. Ain't nowhere for him to go no more. When you look at time and read your Bible, the Bible says in the last days, knowledge will increase. I believe it had got to that point. After computer, ain't nowhere else they can go. I may be in heaven now. Y'all write me and let me know. He had reached his peak. And man must understand, Lord have mercy, that he don't know nothing except God tells him. And some of y'all don't know that, you know. You don't jump up and have knowledge. You can wake up in the morning and don't know your name. Man didn't jump up and start building a automobile. God gave him the knowledge to do it. He didn't jump up and holler there, I'm going to build an airplane. God gave him the knowledge to do it. All knowledge comes from God. He can't do nothing on his own. He got to have the law. God of what he knows, what God done taught him, what he have learned, he got to realize you can wake up in the morning and don't know the bathroom from the kitchen. So I believe he have reached his peak, but he's still working on something. But I believe he don't went further than he can go right now from the depth of my heart. And again, my brothers and sisters, 85% of the human race don't really know what Jesus come here to do. Don't know what he really come here to do. And really, I haven't told you yet. I know you say, well, you come to save? Yes, but it's something else there. What he really come here for? You don't know. 85%, I said, the human race. I didn't say the church. The human race don't know what Jesus come in this world really to do. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, God sent mankind everything that he will ever need in this life and the life to come. But Mary and Joseph misplaced him. Everything we need in this life, in the life to come, Mary and Joseph misplaced it. In other words, they really lost him. They lost him. If you got to find something, you ever did, you would have what? Lost him. And they had went, watch this now, they have went a day's journey back home before they even missed him. Let's wait on that a minute. They had, oh boy, they had left him unaware and went on their way back home a day's journey before they even missed him. Before they even missed him. You can't miss him. Oh, have mercy. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus had to knock at the door of Laodicea Church. Oh, have mercy. I said, everybody said knock. He had to knock at the door of the church to get their attention, and he wasn't even in there. Lord have mercy. They never what? Missed him. They had replaced him with worldly things. They never missed him. And you tell me, Reverend Walker, you can have Jesus and lay him aside and don't even miss him? Yes. If Mary and Joseph did it, we can do it. Lord have mercy. And I'm talking to somebody right now who don't lay them aside. And you really haven't really missed it. Lord have mercy. See, when you get used to him, everybody say used to him. When you get used to him, talking to him all the time, and you'll miss him in a moment. But if you're not used to talking to him, you may go for years and won't even miss him. But if you used to get up in the morning, oh, have mercy, and talking to him, somebody know what I'm talking about. And then sometime all day long, talking to him, oh, have mercy. If you don't watch yourself, in 1 second, you'll miss him. And I'm talking to somebody right now who don't walk off. And haven't missed him yet. Haven't missed him yet. Getting back, I know folk, how church folk talking now. Now, he talking about maybe how bad. I ain't said maybe was bad nowhere. All right. If y'all hear that again, say you're lying on my pastor. Say it again. Say, but maybe was a good pair. Joseph was a good pair. Jesus wasn't hard headed. But it was an overlook. An overlook. Jesus never went nowhere. He still was right there where they left him at. He was right there in the same place. Jesus don't run off and leave folks. We leave him. Now watch this church. Ain't nobody in a hurry. Y'all know this. Okay, y'all took it out of my mouth. Okay, all right, take your time. Paul, read Revelation for me. 3:14 through the 22nd verse. Just read that. Oh, I got all the time in the world. I got to preach till Jesus come back. Well, Reverend, that could be a long time. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'll be preaching. Come on, Paul.
And
watch it.
Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
Yeah, listen.
Right. These things said the Amen.
Yeah.
The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation
of
God.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, keep on, Paul.
I know thy work.
I know your work.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
Hold right there, Paul. Let me stop right there a minute. See, now, no, he said, I know your works. He's dealing with church on level that's here that never missed him. They never missed him. Now, what? I know your word. Always remember this. God know your words. He know everybody's work. He know his work from the beginning, the Bible said, to the end. God know where scratching his head, wondering what Jimmy doing. He already know what Jimmy doing before he came out.
Amen.
His mother womb.
That's right.
I know your work. That's the first place. You're not hot, not cold. You can't serve two masters.
Amen.
You've got to be hot or cold.
All right.
Lord have mercy. But God's saying, I'd rather for you to just go on and be cold. But when you're lukewarm, you're trying to serve both gods at the same time. Lord have mercy. When you're cold, you're just saying, don't care about you, Lord. Just forget you. If you're hot, you're going to always exalt him. But when you count yourself lukewarm, it make him sick. Read on, Paul.
I would.
Watch this.
Thou wert cold or hot.
Yeah.
So then, because thou art lukewarm.
Yeah.
And neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
See, back in the old days, then you have lukewarm water. It does something to you, make you throw up or something, you know. And Mama gave it to you back and for some type of sickness, it make you throw up. See, now Jesus, if he can get sick, this would make him sick. But we know he can't get sick. But this would make him sick. See, I'd rather for you to go and be a Christian,
all right.
Or just go and be a sinner.
All right.
But when you're trying to stay in the middle, that means straddle the fence in a sense. Trying to serve both of us at the same time, it ain't going to work. I don't need nobody that bad.
All right.
Serve me or serve the devil. Because you can't serve both of us at the same time. This church never missed Jesus. Read on, Paul.
Because thou sayest, I am rich.
Yeah.
And increased with goods.
Yeah.
And have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Yeah.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold.
Yeah.
Tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve.
Yeah.
That thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Yeah.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes, sir.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
Hold that, Paul, right there. He knocking. You can believe this or not. Somewhere, somebody listening at me. On radio, internet, maybe in here. He knocking at somebody. Door right now.
Amen, Pastor.
He knocking. And you hear him. And you may not hear him. Sometimes we get so worried we miss him. But he knocking. And this is the only way they got his attention. He knocked. I went with a loud knock. This church was in that call itself a having church.
All right.
But they never miss Jesus' presence. They don't put worldly thing in his place. And sometimes we can get so worldly running at worldly stuff. If you don't watch yourself, you'll lay Jesus aside.
All right.
You'll misplace your Savior. Can't get a prayer answer. You don't got to know. You don't even used to. You used to talk to him, but you don't stop talking to him now. Because everything ain't going all right. They were rich and need for nothing. Always remember this. That richness, God gave it to you. He can get it when he feels like it. Just like the prodigal son. He asked for the stuff that his father was going to give him. He was all right. He had a lot of friends. But when everything was gone, guess what? The friends left him. That's what happened to you. When you're a big shot, everybody wants you. Everybody, your kinfolk, everybody, your uncle, your auntie, that's my cousin, sister, brother, daughter, all that kind of stuff. Everybody know you then. But time to get broke, where all the folks at now? The prodigal son, he was popular as long as he had some money. But when he got broke, his friend left him. But one thing about the Lord, you can be broke. He ain't going nowhere. If you stick with him, God don't make a way for you. He missed the law. He misplaced it. But God let you get in a condition that you'll go back and get it. So this is what happened to Joseph. Man, they had to go back and get Jesus. But no, now he's knocking. Anybody hear my voice? You got to listen at his voice. If I hear me, I'll come in. If anyone, it's not the congregation now, it's anybody now that would hear God Almighty. You got to die for yourself. Always remember that. There ain't going to be no church in New Bethlehem or wherever Ham or all the other Ham, but it's going to be you by yourself got to stand before God. So you get careless with Jesus. They got careless with the Lord. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Paul. Mary and Joseph's heart was heavy in sorrow for fear they had lost Jesus. Lord have mercy. When Mary and Joseph missed Jesus, they went back seeking him. Why? Because they loved him. When you love the Lord, you ain't going far away from it. I said, when you love the Lord, you ain't going far from him because you love the Lord. And when you do miss him, you're going back and look for him. They went back and looked for him and they found him. That's his holy name. Jesus show up when you're looking for him. And that's the call, y'all. The call is, do you hear me? That's the call. That's the call in the Garden of Eden. God called Adam. Adam, where he was hiding. Adam, where art thou? God Almighty. Adam answered. That's the only thing saved Adam, because he answered. You got to answer to the call, because God calling folks right now. They got to answer the call. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, they had heaven treasure. Everybody said treasure. They had heaven treasure that God put in their care. They had lost man's last hope of going to heaven. Jesus is the key to heaven. He the key to the heaven door. Can't nobody open the door except they have the key. And Jesus is that key. He the door and the key. If you got the key, he opened the door. Because you got the key. When you believe on him, that's what opened the door. So they misplaced heaven best because they was careless with him. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is man heaven treasure. Everything man needs and above that he can act in Jesus Christ. Everything man need and what that he can act is in Jesus Christ. I mean everything. Paul, look at Philippians for me. 4:19. See, you got to teach folks. I ain't running now. Folks need teaching here now. He got everything. Philippians 4:19.
But my God shall supply all your need.
Yeah.
According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
He shall do what? Supply. Everything man need, God has it. And he shall what? Supply all of your need. All our need he able to supply according to his riches and glory. God got everything in his hand. There's nothing God doesn't have. I even feed the birds. You know I feed you. I got everything you will ever need. God sent Jesus down here with a package of everything that a man would ever need on this earth. God Almighty. So you, when you get Jesus, you don't have to be looking for nothing to satisfy yourself. God is enough to satisfy every man's heart. He's able to do anything, but he just can't fail. And matter of fact, he's rich in it. God Almighty. I said he's rich in it. He's not a poor Jesus. He's rich in it. He got everything you can ask for. God got it. Look at Ephesians, Paul, 3:20. That's his holy name.
Now,
listen at this.
Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think,
Lord,
according to the power that worketh in us.
Lord have mercy. He's able, ain't he, y'all?
Amen.
I said he's able.
Amen.
I said he's able.
Amen.
That's, Lord have mercy. That's the first thing we got to look at. He is what? Look at the neighbor and say, he what?
Able.
He is able. Lord have mercy. I say he is able. We must know that God is able. He can do anything, but he just can't fail. I'm not boasting, but you know, we go praying for sisters and brothers in the hospital, and this sister, bless her heart, and we were down there yesterday, day before yesterday, and all that, going to see her because she's real sick. And wasn't saying nothing. I got the news today, she's saying so. You got to keep on praying. You never give up. You got long as that breath, you keep on praying. Bless his holy name. And this sister be at church every Sunday. But God was there by her side. Oh boy. He's able. I said he's able. Listen at the able. We must know, first of all, that God is able. Able to do. Able to do what we ask. Able to do what we think. Able to do all that we ask or think. Able to do above all that we ask or think. Able to do abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us. He's able. You've got to know he's able. Matter of fact, he's able to eat what you think about. Have God ever answered your prayer? You just were thinking. I'm not boasting. Have you did it? I'm talking about he answered your prayer. You didn't have to ask him, but he know your heart. And when he know your heart, before you even said something with your mouth, God said, there it is right there. He's able to do anything, but he just can't fail. That's when you got to keep on asking the Lord. You just got to keep on asking God. If he don't do it today, ask him tomorrow. If he don't do it tomorrow, ask him the next day. If he don't do it, you got to keep on asking God. Don't give up asking God. You don't never give up asking God. Long live there, hope God is there. He's an able God. Paul, go to St. John 14 now. That's his holy name. No, let me look at Philippians, I believe. Philippians 4:13. He's an able boy.
Amen.
I get a happy thing about that.
Yeah.
You serve an able God. You ain't got to crank him up. You just serve an able God. Now put an antifreeze in him. He's just able. You don't need nothing but some faith and just ask him and trust him. You ain't got to turn the flip. You ain't got to pay for your blessing. I'm going to send you a prayer cloth. And If the cloth going to bring me some money, I'll keep the cloth. No. Yes, God, you ain't got to pay for no blessings.
You're right.
You don't have to pay for blessings.
You're right, Pastor.
The fellow who's serving, I ain't being dogmatic. who's saying this. Well, now go and tell the folk the truth. If you want $5, just go and ask for $5. This ain't gonna bring me nothing. Just go and ask for $5. I need $5. Then they'll be blessed if they get it $5. I don't need no. What are you gonna do to me? I ain't got no faith in this. I got my faith in the Word of God. Read, Paul.
I can do all things.
Lord, have mercy.
Through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Notice where I can do what? Ask God, he'll do it, won't he? Okay. Now, he may not do everything we said, but he have a reason why he won't do it. All things be working together for good to them that love the Lord. And to them who are called according to his purpose. But my brothers and sisters, we can do all things. You can't come up with nothing that God can't do. Right. Now, he can't sin now. He can tell the sin. But now, I can do all. Watch this now. Let me explain it. I can do what? Through who? Through what? Not by myself, but what? Through him. He got the glory. He got the honor. Now, if God, now, put it like this now. If it's his will for me to walk on water, I can do it because it's his will. I can do all things. If he want me to fly like a bird, I can do it. Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. All things. Nothing too hard for God. If there's anything too hard for God, nothing too hard for God. Oh, boy. And some of you done messed around and missed him. All right. Boy, Lord have mercy. Yeah, when you're used to talking to him, ain't that right, boy? When you're used to talking, you know, when you, if you ain't used to talking, you ain't going to miss him anyway. But if you used to talking to him, you miss him if you don't hear nothing. God Almighty. God ain't gonna never leave us. He ain't gonna never forsake us. We do the leaving. God ain't gonna never leave. Always remember that. God will not never leave us. We do all the leaving. Bless his holy name. Paul, look at John 14 for me. 13 through the 15 verse. Bless his holy name.
John and,
folks, okay.
And
watch this.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name,
Lord have mercy.
That will I do.
Yeah.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Now watch this. Watch this, y'all. You know, no, we ain't got nothing to boast about. Ain't that right, y'all?
Amen.
Now look what that said. Look what it said. Look what it said. And whatsoever ye shall do what? In whose name? My name, that will I what will do what? My Father be glorified in the Son. Now watch this. Now, the Bible, this is the Bible. Sometimes look in the Bible, read the Bible, read your Bible, study your Bible, and read it, get to it, and stay right there. Sometimes I tell the Lord, I said, now you told me. I said, sometimes, I don't know about you, I said, you told me. You told me if I ask you anything, well, don't ask him anything. He don't care what it is. Ask him anything. There's nothing too hard for God. I don't care how simple it is. Ask him.
You're right.
Ask him. He said, ask him anything. God Almighty. Oh. The Son gonna be glorified by the Father. That way we serve Jesus to give God glory. And when the blessing come on, don't try and take God glory. No, it's all Him. Ask Him anything. So y'all ought to try sometime. I said y'all ought to try sometime. Well, wait a minute now, wait a minute, wait now. Let me straighten it out now. You can't be doing anything, just try it now, brother. I mean, I know that. That means a lot of folks got to pay for their blessing, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to pay for this, you know. But just try to do right the best you're building in. Ain't nobody perfect, but boy, try to please God. God will answer your prayer. I mean, he'll answer your prayer sometimes and scare you sometimes. Bless his holy name. Yeah, ask me anything. Paul, read on. Watch this now.
If ye shall ask.
Listen now.
Anything in my name.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Now what that say? Read again, Paul.
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Well, it says anything. It said any. Let me tell you what. Be crazy enough to do it. All right. Try. Try. Watch this simple stuff. I lost my car keys. You know where they are. Didn't you tell me to ask you anything? Yes. If he know every string of hair in my head by number, I know good where he know where I killed. He said, ask him anything. Anything. You got to test your faith sometime. Don't get to the color if you don't ask the first time. You keep on asking him. Now watch this next verse. The next verse is very important too. Read, Paul.
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Watch this now. That have a lot to do with it. That we need God in there. We can't do anything and everything and then hurt, Lord, come on. Oh, I ain't coming nowhere. Get yourself straight with me first. If you love me, God Almighty. If you love me, keep my commandment. If you love me and keep my commandment, I've got to come see about you. I've got to come see about you. You got your trust in me. Hezekiah was finna die. God Almighty. I said, Hezekiah was finna die. Isaiah come to him, boy, he was a king. He ran on the bed with a cancer. And Isaiah had to go bring a message to him. Hezekiah, God said, get your house in order. You finna die. And walk out. Oh, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and started praying. I kept your statute. I done the best I could. And before Isaiah got out the palace, the Lord spoke to him again. Go back and talk to him again. He went back and talked to the king and said, the Lord said you're going to live 15 more years. He said, ask him anything. Ask me anything. He's able to do anything. That means that ask me. When you're trying to do the best you can to live for Jesus, Jesus got to answer your prayer. Don't be shucking around with Jesus. You can't be doing everything and talking about, oh, Lord, nothing. When you try to please him, he got to answer your prayer. I'm able. He said, I'm able. I can do anything, but I just can't fail. Bless his holy name. So according to his word, God is able to fix things for us. I like that word, able, boy. When everything else don't fail you, where you going next? I'm going to the Lord. He can't fail me. Everything, He will answer. Don't get discouraged if you don't answer your prayer the first time. Sometimes God had to wait on something. When you get to know God, how He works with you, you just got to wait on. Don't get discouraged. You just got to hang in there. I say you just got to hang in there. Sometimes you may not answer your prayers. Look, why? Something will pop up. He said, no wonder He didn't answer me. Sometimes God will show you why I didn't answer your prayer. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to His purpose. And now, my sinner friend, in the radio land, if any be him, my sinner friend, if, everybody say if. If you are planning on going to heaven when you die, you will, everybody say, you will. You will have to go back and get Jesus. Now, listen now. Now, see, if you're not planning on going, no problem. But now, if you plan on going to heaven when you die, you better go back and get Jesus. He the only one can get you in heaven, though. Hold on, my. Bless His holy name. God sent His Son, His only Son. He didn't send nobody else. Buddha can't help you. Allah can't help you. All the other false religions, they can't help you. He the only one can fix this thing. And He know how to fix it. Bless His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, hear Jesus at 12 years old concerning about His Father's business. 12 years old and concerning about His Father's business. Now watch this now. Now watch the main purpose of Jesus coming into the world. The main purpose. Jesus. Yeah, He come to save. But really what got Him down here? God Almighty. Listen at this. The main purpose, the main aim, the main mission of Jesus' Father's business is to come down here on earth to bring that man. Everybody said that man. That man who He created in His own image and after His likeness back home. He come down here to get us. Oh, have mercy. Oh, boy. You didn't come from here. You came from heaven. Your body came from here. Your soul came from God. Boy, y'all, let that soak in a minute. He come down here to get us. That's what He's looking for through the gospel of Jesus Christ. The one that answer will go back. Lord have mercy. Bless His holy name. Man must understand that this world is not His original home. His soul, His spirit came from heaven, but His body came from the earth. Talking about this world. A soul is a life in a spirit, in a physical body. Our soul is just in a physical body. You don't see my soul. Can't nobody work on it. If it gets sick, you can't call the doctor for it. We got to get the expert. Can I call him an expert? We got to get the one who brings the souls. You can't show me my soul. I can't show you mine. And I said last Sunday, you don't really see me. You just see the house I live in. When God breathed into man's nostril, he became a living what? Soul. He put himself inside his body. Oh, have mercy. Paul, look at Genesis for me, right quick. Let me cover this for you. Look at Genesis. Genesis 2, 7 and 9. Well, y'all going to get this stuff. You're going to get this stuff. I came down here to get you. Genesis 2, 7 through 9. Read.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
Yeah.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
He became a what? What he said? That's what the soul came from God. That's what's life. God ain't no death in life, in God. See, life came from who? God. Read on, Paul.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
Yeah.
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
Yeah.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree.
Yeah.
That is pleasant to the sight.
Yeah.
And good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Notice now. Notice. Two trees was mentioned there. There's only two trees. The tree of knowledge, good and evil. Knowledge on the tree. Knowledge on the tree. It's a tree of knowledge, good, what? Then they have a tree was mentioned. It's a tree of what? Life. Only two trees are mentioned in this garden. Rest of them, good fruit. Nothing wrong with the fruit, but he mentioned these two right here. Now, Paul, look at Genesis 2, 15 and 7 through 17. See what that said right quick.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
Read on.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Yeah.
But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
Y'all see that? Have God lied? No. What day? Adam didn't physically die. But his spirit died. Spiritually, he died. Separated from God. Separated from God. God can't walk with sin. He disobeyed God. So, your body still living, but a lot of folks walking right now, but the spirit of what? Dead. The spirit of dead. And can't nobody work on a spirit but God. Dr. Dottie, I can't help you. Dr. Roberts can't help you. You got to go to Dr. Jesus. So God, keep from killing Adam. I'm going to send somebody there to help you. Can I say this, y'all? It ain't in the Bible. Let me say it. Let me say it. Can I say it? He sent the vice president. Let him be the price better for a while. He come to work on some man can't touch. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. Both of them died spiritually. And it's only one medication that can bring a dead spirit alive. That is the tree of life. And Jesus Christ is that tree of life. Now notice this now, notice. It was a tree in the Garden of Eden that got man in trouble. Then the tree in the Garden of Eden got man out of trouble. One got him in trouble, the other one got out of trouble. The tree of life got him out of trouble. One messed him up, but one went to heaven. Paul, look at John right quick for me. I'm about to close in. John 6, 47 through 48. Then jump to 63. Yeah, watch this now. Yeah, one tree got him in trouble. The other tree got him out of trouble. Because he died. In the garden, he died. Spiritually died. Ain't no connection now. Still handsome. He's still fox. Foxing. But inside, they were dead. Inside. See, your inside be dead. Without Jesus, you dead. I said, without Jesus, your spirit is dead. I come to bring your spirit life. That's what I come in the world for, because it's dead.
Oh, yeah.
I come back at you. You can't come back home until I get your spirit born again. That reason Nicodemus couldn't understand. He said, I'm not going back into my mother womb. You know you can't get back in your mother womb. Now you've got to be spiritually born again. Paul, read that for me. Start there.
Verily, verily.
Watch this.
I say unto you.
Listen.
He that believeth on me.
Lord, that must
have everlasting life.
Hold right there. See, he that what? Believeth on me. Have what kind of life? Everlasting life. He started off with everlasting life. But when he went against God, he ain't got everlasting life now. He's going to live somewhere, but he can't go back home. Until he get Jesus as Savior and Lord. He sent Jesus here to bring us back home. Now, if you fail to get Jesus, now guess what will happen to you? You'll go to another place called hell.
Yeah. All right.
You're still conscious. You're still aware of everything, but you just can't never really die.
All right.
And when you're separated from God, that's when you done die. What make hell be hell is because God not present there. Y'all got it, ain't you? I want you to get this stuff.
All right.
I want my folks to know this stuff. All these false religions around here, we run that everything. Some saying that there's no hell. Some saying when you die, you're over. You're not never over.
Right.
You're going to exist somewhere forever. Jesus come out and renew our spirits.
Jesus.
Our soul got messed up. Oh, boy. Read on, Paul.
I am. That bread of life.
Lord, have mercy.
Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead.
Notice now, we're still eating, name of y'all.
Yes, sir.
Ate off the wrong tree, but not eat off the right tree. I am that bread of what? Life.
Yeah.
Eat me now and live. You ate off the other tree and you die. Now to have some life again, eat off of me. I'm the bread of what? Life. Life be eternal life. You never will die. Not separated from God. He life. He eternal life. God cannot die. His spirit got messed up. God Almighty. His spirit got to be renewed through Jesus Christ. Eat off Jesus.
All right.
I come to give you some life.
Right.
You ought to try my bread.
Right.
See, the Pharisees said, well, we know you fed them in the wilderness. Oh, no. But Jesus said that was bread for the outside, not for the inside. That matter came from heaven was for the outside man. I come bring them inside food. Some inside food. The inside food will make you love folks who don't love you. The inside food will make you go the last mile for anybody who in need. The inside food have no respect of person. I come to straighten your inside out. I come back at you. You came from heaven. You got messed up on this earth. You let the devil mess you up on this earth. But I come to straighten you out. And I'm the only one who can straighten you out. Paul, read on.
This is the bread which cometh down from heaven.
Listen at that.
That a man may eat thereof and not die.
Listen at that.
I am the living bread.
I'm the living bread.
Which came down from heaven.
Yeah.
If any man eat of this bread,
listen,
he shall live forever.
God Almighty.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh.
Yeah.
Which I will give for the life of the world.
I come to give my flesh.
All right.
When you eat of Jesus, you eat his flesh. That means you're believing on the word of God. When you believe, if you believe, then you have eaten. Oh, you ain't got that. I said, now, if you believe, then you have what? Eating. If you believe, then you have eating. If you don't believe, you haven't eaten yet. When we believe the word of God, no wonder folk leave out here sometimes with their belly full. They don't eat off the word of God. No many, so many leave the church, haven't eaten nothing. Going home with their mouth all poked out and everything. Stomach hurting. But I dare you to eat Jesus.
I dare you.
He's life. He is our eternal life. I come to give you life. I come back at you. Nobody else able to get you back up there. My Father sent me here. I'm on business for my Father. I come at you. I love you just that hard. I come at you. That's when he died for our sin. Somebody had to pay a price. I said, somebody had to pay a price. Sin can't get away by nothing. Somebody got to pay a price. And the Son said, I'll go. I said, the Son said, I'll go. Can't you see the Father said, well, you got to die down there. I'll go. You can't go down there with your glory on. You got to pull off your glory. They gonna hate you. Talk about you. But the Son said, I still will go. Can I say this, y'all? Let me say it. Can't you see him pulling off his glory? Gave it to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hold it till I come back. Yeah. Hey. Then Jesus, I said, then Jesus, born of a woman, got on a physical body, stepped down out of heaven, came all the way down, died on the cross, died for you. Died for you. Died for you. Died for me. But I. Hey! But early. Sunday morning. He got up. With all power. All power. All power. Know what he come here for. He come at you. He come at me. I'm glad I heard his voice. One Sunday evening, I heard his voice. He love you. He don't care what you done done. He love you just that hard. He didn't die for his own sin. He died for our sin. See, somebody had to pay the debt before he get back. Couldn't be my Michael couldn't do no good. Gabriel couldn't help.
It had to be God. Somebody who life, who can give life. He don't trust nobody with life. He don't trust angel with life. So life had to come now to give life. That's when we owe Jesus everything. I said we owe him everything. He died for your sin. He died for my sin. You can't do too much for Jesus. That's when we preach the gospel.
Yes.
You want to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Know what he come here really for. He come at you. It's going to be up to you. God knows it's going to be up to you. You the one got to hear the voice that he's talking to you. Because you're going to exist somewhere forever. I mean forever. Where you will never die. Really die. You'll be conscious wherever you go. This is just a body that you live in. When he calls you out of this body, it just go back down where it comes from, to the dust. Put you in the graveyard. But that soul can't really die. It's gone somewhere. If it's not in Jesus Christ, it's going to the lake of fire. I mean it now. I'm not being dogmatic. We can't put nobody in heaven. No, sir. I don't care how. You've got to be born again. That's the Bible. You've got to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. He don't have it. He doesn't have it complicated. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that's the key. He raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. You've got to believe about it. That's when you eat off it. When you believe it, you have eaten. If you don't believe, he can't help you. It's just that simple. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Let us all stand right now. And we're going to close out. Those who won't have the Lord's Supper, you can be remain seated after we open the doors of the church. Will there be one? If you're without Christ, don't be ashamed. Because you sure got to die. I'm not being dogmatic. You got to die. Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter? You may come. But just don't walk out here lost. Don't walk out here lost. You got to die. Now, keep saying that. You keep saying that. You got to die. Will there be another one? 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 Will there be another?